Pet Food Alpha!
Hello and welcome to episode number 2 of Pet Food Alpha, the podcast that gives you the biscuit on Final Fantasy news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
I'm Fusion X. And with us today, we have a very special guest, but more importantly, our new co-host, Sammy Grace from Bahamut Server. Very close friend of mine. Sammy, say hello.
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 Hi.
As Fusion said, Sammy joins us from the Bahamut Server. She is a high level, level 75 paladin, higher than both of us.
So let us all bow together. Down and worship her.
So we will.
Oh yeah, right. No.
She's our source for high level information, endgame content, you name it. Also with us, we have a very special guest.
Very special indeed.
You may know him. You may love him. He is Eric.
Hello.
Welcome to Pet Food Alpha.
They may hate me.
Well, I wasn't gonna go there, but
we'll see when the hate mail comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm already dragging this show down, so it's all good.
No. That's cool, dude. That's cool. All right, well, we've got a couple of things of news to discuss today. A couple of things have been going on in the Final Fantasy community. We want to let you know about it. The first on the list, we have the RMT countermeasures that have been going on.
Yay!
As we all love the RMT countermeasures going on. I'm going to read the RMT countermeasures. It says, recently, a number of accounts which were confirmed to have violated the user agreement by using unauthorized third-party software tools were discovered and have been permanently suspended. Ooh. They're cracking down, baby.
About time.
Since the middle of May 2006, the development team and the GMs carry out a detailed investigation of this problem and discover the existence of a group using illicit methods to produce large amounts of gil, that are later sold in the real money, in real money trading. We would like to take this opportunity to outline the measures that have been taken to correct this issue. Based on the results of this investigation, more than 250 accounts among those found to be involved in large-scale RMT operations have been terminated.
Yeah.
We will continue to monitor accounts suspected of dealing in gil created or obtained in an unfair manner. Thanks to these measures, more than 250 billion gil has been removed from circulation. That's a lot of gil, dude.
Have you guys seen a difference in prices on your server? Since that happened?
I haven't really looked for anything specific, so.
Scorpion
Harness dropped from like, probably about 9 million to about 5 million now.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
That's huge. Well, I noticed that before this came out though, but. Yeah.
Well, I've been too busy leveling in Dunes to really check prices. But
the last time they introduced this RMT stuff when they posted it last, didn't they say then it was 250 billion?
It was like 300 billion.
Oh, it was 300. Okay.
So, I noticed back then that the Vermilion Cloak went from 20 million gil down to 9 million gil.
Right when my friend was about to sell it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, tough terrible. Luck, buddy.
So it looks like they've banned less accounts than before, and there was, you know, almost gil for account. There was no,
yeah,
there was
even
more
money now.
There's more money per character. Yeah,
disgusting.
Yeah, it sounds like they're
that's
like
awesome that
terrorist organizations hoarding large amounts of gil. This must be stopped.
Don't buy gil. You're funding terrorists.
Yes. You're funding
these people who are selling the gil are actually really just the gil sellers, the people that we say get the NMs and they sell the gil that they get the stuff for. Or do you think there's actually other ways that they're getting it?
Well, it said that they were using third-party software tools. Yeah. I would like to know what those are so that I could use them to make money of my own.
Don't say that out loud, dude. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, cheat in
an
like
unfair
this.
Manner.
They strip their DAT files so that things pop faster and stuff like
that. I don't
that
know
too.
How that could possibly happen, though.
Yeah, I'd be. If you know how to, if anybody out there knows how to do that, let us know.
No, we don't want to know.
Next week on Pet Food Alpha.
We'll teach you how to make Gil and to avoid GMs.
No, we won't.
So, fish
Pet Food Alpha
carbon,
in no
so.
Way condones the creating or obtaining of Gil in any unfair manner that would violate the play online terms of agreement.
And smart move. No, you know what I want to know is if any of these accounts are from IGE, and if they know they're from IGE.
You know, really, I mean, there's really no way that they would be able to figure it out, would they?
All they know is that, like, these people have probably, like, 100 million gil, you know what I mean, between them.
Yeah.
And they just, like... have mules that trade large amounts of gil.
You look places. At it this way, all right? They know they log our IPs every time we connect to the service. So,
right.
If there's a specific range of IPs that IGE owns, there's got to be a way to track that. Yeah. So, I mean, but it's also interesting because with this whole Alakazam gaming IGE thingy going on,
yeah.
Like, they just had an interview with Square. You know, it was interesting working at OGaming, and Square wouldn't even talk to me. And they're still getting, they're still,
the,
you know, best buddies with Square. You know, it's, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. I know I've seen in the past where gil sellers would have, like, similar names.
Yeah.
Like, they would have, like, XX on the end of all their names. I don't know if they still do that, but I think they could probably link two characters together that way.
Yeah.
Just to make them sound.
And they're all like, they're all camping, like, you know, big name and notorious monsters.
Yeah.
You know? So.
It's always the same people who are camping that crap.
I know! I hate those people. It makes it so unfair.
Stupid monks. I hate them. It's always a monk. They always got to do the chi blast or whatever.
Yeah. No, there's a group on our server that I have a personal enemy. I see him at every single H&M camp, and I want to kill him. And he always comes up to me and, like, emote kisses me, and I slap him. And,
Nice.
Not way to go. Slap him.
I always wondered what I was missing out for Endgame. Now I know.
Yeah, that you missing out on. That's all we do.
Yeah. It's interesting how you can tell which players are gil sellers, because you'll see you'll see someone just standing in one spot that doesn't have a link show. Their gear is not, you know, their gear doesn't look right or something.
Yeah.
And like, they just like, they'll just be standing there and just randomly they'll cast flee and, you know, even if they're not going anywhere,
yeah,
they'll just cast. That's what I've noticed. I don't know if you have similar experiences.
I think it's all about the same on all the servers, but
probably.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
so,
anyways, yeah. props to Square Enix and PlayOnline.
Bravo!
For banning those bad people. Word. All right, so. Next in the news segment,
we have the redesign of the website.
Yeah, the new Play Online site. It like the setup of it looks kind of similar, but it's all it's flashy now. It's like they have flash menus.
It's nice looking.
Does anybody want to comment?
I will take a stab at this one.
Okay,
oh, I know where he's going.
I think it's crap.
Oh,
and I'll tell you why. I will explain that. You said it was flashy, and I agree. They added flash to the website in a lot of places. Wasn't necessary because it looks exactly the same. All they pretty much did was squeeze the site in a little bit more. But they move stuff. I have yet to find the Play Online Plus or the Friends List Plus icon anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and I know you guys were looking earlier with me, and we couldn't find it. You know, I mean, a lot of stuff has been moved. Well, they didn't tell us where it was being moved to.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the Friends List Plus thing won't be around until that Link Shell site goes up. Maybe they'll throw the Link Shell site. Maybe they'll fuse that into one thing. Who knows? But
yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, I noticed that it does look really nice. And they did move the Friends List Plus, but in its place, they put up right up at the top on the right hand side. They put the server status, so you don't have to like scroll down and find it and get into it. It's right there.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. They kind of redesigned how that piece looks as well.
They also redid the character model maker thing. What was that called? The character creation?
Oh, yeah, they have...
They redid that in Flash. Now it looks a lot better than it did before. I don't know.
You can do, like, the test. Yeah. You know, you can create the character to test it. And it's flashy now. It's
not something I really ever use, but it looks better now, so...
It does.
That's all that matters.
Everything else is the same, pretty much. So, but that's that, so go check that out.
Yeah. It'll lead us into our next topic, which is probably going to be the biggest topic, the Link Shell community beta. I think this is going to be cool.
Final Fantasy XI Link Shell community beta. Yes.
Very cool.
I'll read a little blurb about that. It says the Final Fantasy XI Link Shell community beta is a new service that will be available to adventurers in the very near future. Now you will be able to communicate with your Link Shell members from any location with internet access.
So how near future are we thinking? Probably, it would make sense if they did it during the next update.
Probably. That's what I was. I don't think they'd make us wait that long.
Yeah. For something like this, they're probably just gonna give us news, whet our appetite a little bit, and then end of the month, here you go.
Here you go. It says many tools are provided by the Link Shell community to support the groups that adventurers have formed within the world of Final Fantasy XI. For example, members of a Link Shell will have access to an exclusive message board, as well as an up-to-date list of current member information. The Link Shell community will also provide a Link Shell search function and a list of recently formed Link Shells for each individual world.
That'll be cool.
And if you get somebody like Fusion on your server who makes a new Link Shell like every other week.
Hey, I have had this one going for a good while, alright?
Yeah. Yes, but you did for a long time make new Link Shells every week just because you thought of a cool name.
I've only made two other ones. It just happened to be they were like a month apart, alright?
Only two?
So what's with this fascination of creating new Link Shells? Just like being in charge or...
again.
It's the being in charge, I think, pretty much.
But not being in charge, because he doesn't even like to be in charge of anything. he thinks of a cool name. He thinks of a cool name for him, and then he just makes it, right?
Moving along.
Moving right along. Okay, it says the character profiles displayed on the Link Shell member lists will be directly connected to in-game data. Character information will be automatically updated at regular intervals, making it unnecessary for players to manually adjust their profiles.
Thank God for that.
Yes. In addition to job levels and synthesis skills, other information such as current titles and mission ranks will also be displayed, allowing members to easily recruit for missions and plan events for their Link Shell. Really cool. So, guess what? You don't need to go to alakazam.com anymore to update your player information, because it's automatically...
We finally got an official Final Fantasy XI provided message board for our Link Shells.
So I don't have to go in there and search for a stupid ring that on their site and update my profile.
Yeah, I think it's really cool that they're adding stuff like titles and stuff in there, too. Things that nobody really cares about, but they add them just because they can.
Exactly.
I care about them. What are you talking about? Oh, wow. I like seeing what people's titles are.
You like seeing if people are FOV superheroes or...
Heck yeah, dude.
I don't anything like that.
Or traveling bards or...
I don't even remember what my title is right now.
You're probably still like private second class.
Yeah, that's probably what it is, right?
From the, I think I'm agent of the Allied Forces, I think.
There you go.
You're of the illusion. I just finished Zillart, finally.
Nice.
Awesome.
And Eric is a stump.
I'm a stump. I'm a stump.
I got nothing. I don't know. Wait, didn't you just unlock Dark Knight, though?
I did.
So that...
I love that job. Whatever. Awesome. The title is. I just hit 19 earlier this afternoon. It's a great job. Nice.
Congratulations.
What job?
Dark Knight.
Oh, Dark Knight's fun.
I think that's about as far as you got it, wasn't it, Sammy? Like 19 or 20?
22.
Okay, 22. Mm-hmm.
Still all about the Beastmaster, though, man. Oh, still no, all about the Beastmaster.
Boring.
No.
Get killed
it
too
is
much.
Really boring.
Yep. You have no idea what you're talking about. You have to give it a chance.
Puppet Master is
you
better than
Beastmaster. You have to unlearn what you've learned about the Final Fantasy
XI world.
And you have to be one with nature.
I will have to agree with Fusion on this.
All right, well,
Puppet Master is a lot more fun than Beastmaster. Although I will say this, I think post 20 Beastmaster could be fun, and I think duoing, you know, when you and I start duoing Stake, I think it could be loads of fun. Plus all the money we're gonna make, so that's awesome right there.
Yes,
right.
BCNM City, baby.
It's the only reason I'm leveling mine. It's gonna be fun.
So, the Link Shell community is going to be pretty sweet. I think it's cool because, you can check people's, like, rank. So you can plan to, like, do different rank missions together.
Yeah.
Like, to get rank 5.
Yeah, and what's good about this, I mean, I got my own Link Shell forums. But with this, you know, everything else is thrown in there. It's all automatic, too. So you don't be like, ooh, I got a new mission or whatever. I don't have to, like, go into Photoshop and change my avatar now and upload it again. And
yeah.
All this is already, everything's already up there.
Yeah.
What would be really cool, I don't think they're going to have it, is like a real-time chat log of the Link Shell chat going on.
Okay.
That you could join in. That would be cool, but I don't think they're going to be able to put something like that.
I think that might be a little too much.
Yeah.
One baby step at a time.
Here's another question, though, too. I think it'd be sweet if they made the Link Shell community accessible with the Xbox 360. That'd be pretty sweet, too, if there was a way for them to do that.
Well, if they ever, if
I'm
they
just
ever,
speculating. I'm just
if they ever make, if they ever make a browser, I mean, or you know, you might be able to access the community site through Play Online once it's released. We don't know.
This is true. Yeah,
maybe.
You know, because most of the website information you can access through the Play Online program. So
that would make sense to do that. Then
that would be pretty sweet to be able to look at all your stuff in Play Online. Yeah.
I just think the fact that they're going to add like private forums for each Link Shell. That is awesome. Yeah. Like I don't know of any other game that does it. Even, you know, the almighty World of Warcraft, you know, they don't.
Almighty.
The other thing that they're also, they got like a list of all the Link Shells for each world or whatever. So you can actually, you know, go and look at a list and see what Link Shells you have on your server. If you want to like join a particular one, you can see like, oh, I want to join this one. And you just, you know, go into their forums and be like, hey, what's up? Instead of just, you know, shouting in Juno, like, give me a pearl.
You know what would be really cool? Is if you could look at other people's Link Shells and then rate other Link Shells. And then they had, like, top-rated Link Shells per server.
That would be pretty weird.
Just, like, you know, people's interactions with players. Or maybe you could even rate players. I don't know, because, like, I was in a party yesterday and we had our White Mage leave. Because this idiot named Little Bender, the stupid little Taro monk, wouldn't shut the hell up in the party chat and wouldn't leave this White Mage alone. Now, obviously, this guy who was playing White Mage, this is probably his first like mage class.
Yeah,
you know, and like so he was. You know, he wasn't the best, but he wasn't horrible at all. You know, we had already leveled a few levels with him, and he just wouldn't, this guy wouldn't shut up.
Wow.
And so, like, the White Mage ended up leaving, you know, because he used Benediction when everyone was like, no, you're an idiot, but we were really all about to die.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were like, you could have waited, and, you know, so he just left, and I was like, dude, it sucks, and then we ended up disbanding.
That always sucks in the dunes, man.
Sounds like this Galka Ninja I had in a party a while back. It's like, if I die, I'm leaving. Like, it's part of the game, dude. You're the tank. If anyone dies, it's gonna be you.
I hate that.
Exactly. And I guess somebody in my party had partied with him, like, the day before, and I guess, like, he died or whatever. Like, the white mage was casting rays on him, and, like, while the white mage was casting rays, he just home-pointed and dropped out of the party. Like, if you're gonna level that, I'm like, what was the other one? He's like, if the battles last too long, then I'm gonna disband. I don't wanna waste money on tools. You're a ninja. You're gonna have to do it anyway.
Dude. That's your job. That's what you do. See, that's why I want to get Black Mage up to where I can just warp to and just warp someone that just randomly that I don't like.
Yeah.
Say goodbye there. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
then you get reported and then you get kicked out of the game. Yeah.
And then I tell the GM, I thought he wanted a warp. I swear that's what he said. Maybe not.
It happened to my friend the other day. He was partying and he got a D2 in the middle of a fight. And, like, he was just about to level.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
I think GMs have bigger fish to fry, though, with all that RMT stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I doubt the GMs have anything to do with the RMT stuff.
This is a little bit higher.
This is probably, like, programmers going through lots and lots of
chat logs and
lots of logs and finding instances where it's like, oh, this person might be using a program, and then they research a little bit more.
Yeah, because everybody knows
how they
that,
do that, though.
They, from what I heard from somebody else, I don't know how true this is, that they can scan you when a GM talks to you. They're able to scan you and see if you're using any third-party programs.
Hmm. How, though?
I'm not exactly sure. Something changes, like, in your information that, like, you know, I don't know. I'm not that computer literate. So.
Well, you know, there was this big thing. Well, it's easily possible, but because there was this thing like right after World of Warcraft came out when Blizzard, someone found out that Blizzard every time you logged in was taking information from your computer, like, what other software you were running. It was a part of their prevention for you using third-party apps or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But like, there was a big
lawsuit,
like bad reaction to it I don't think there was a lawsuit, but
I would have made it a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Damn you, kids.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that sucks. I don't think they can do that legally, can they? Scan your computer to see what software you're running?
Well, it's not...
It's not your computer, it's more like your character, and, like, something shows up different, like, on your character information, like, the data that shows up on your character if you're using different apps.
Okay.
The
I mean, it's really no different than other games, like, you know, you start a game and it gets your hardware information, like, it sees, you know, what graphics card you have, how much RAM you have, what kind of processor you have. You know, I mean, it's very well possible, but my guess would be that all the RMT stuff is done by, like, high-level employees, not the stupid GMs.
GMs don't do it.
They don't know anything, man. They get paid to sit on the butt to play Final Fantasy. You know, and they just kind of put people in jail
and pretend they're important.
Exactly.
Never seen a GM do anything
Never seen a GM. I've been playing on and off since launch. I have never seen a GM.
I've never seen one either. I had to call for one once because I got stuck, but before he even, like, responded to me, I, like, got out of the hole that I was in. He was all late. I was like, I already got out, man.
Like the only
He's like, how can
thing,
I help you today? I'm like, I already got out of the hole, man. You're kind of late.
The only
Thank
time
you
I've
for
ever
calling
seen
the
a
GM service.
Yeah, only time I've ever seen a GM is I think it was during the summer event, and someone got stuck in the water in, like, Windrush Waters or something like that. That's the only time I've ever seen one. That's all they do is they just, like, unstick people.
I'm stuck
that's
in
all
the
they're
wall.
Good for.
Help me.
I did hear something interesting though. My friend was telling me that I guess somebody got stuck in one of the Promethians, and they had to call a GM in there, and he told me that the GM died because they get level cap too. So what? There's like, he said that there was this GM in Prami shouting for a raise or something.
No way.
Oh my god.
That's what I heard. I don't know how true it is.
No way.
But I had to call a GM once because I got stuck in Castle Estorja. Mm-hmm. I like went down a path and I got stuck, like my character couldn't move. And all they did was like they reset me, like my screen went blank for a second and it came back on and I was like moved like about 2 feet. Hmm. Yeah.
Did you actually like see him? Like was he like
no.
standing
in front of No, he wasn't oh. there. He just did it. Yeah.
that's
what I'm saying. They can access your character. They can obviously access something right. by being able to do that. Hmm. So
weird.
I'm sure they've got like little people like watching like 30 or so monitors and they just kind of switch to different characters and
different mobs.
See yeah. what you're... yeah. I you know, the more I play this game, the more I am convinced that you are right, Stake, and Square is able to control mobs in this game.
Totally, dude.
Like seriously.
There's just sometimes
because they
you just
completely
be like, no way yeah.
they will completely change the direction they were walking mm-hmm. and walk right to you,
yeah.
You know, or you try to run by and then they kind of like run at an angle to meet you and it's like yeah. what?
Yeah, exactly.
I've seen it.
Playing as a Beastmaster, you see it even more because like just like the way they aggro and the way that hate kind of flies around. It's just so weird.
Beast
it's just
master,
like
Beast
there's
master,
no
Beast
reason why that should be attacking me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Beastmaster ain't that great.
Beastmaster. Beastmaster.
Shut up, you guys.
Beastmaster.
Hey, shut up.
No, here. Here's my theory. I was telling this, I think, to Stake the other day. Here's my theory on Beastmaster and why it sucks so bad.
Oh, gosh.
All right, is that this is really the only class that you can solo on, you know, in Final Fantasy, right? So, if it was to make sure everyone like kind of stuck with parties, they made Beastmaster suck to level 30. And for those people who stick with it and who get to level 30, the job is awesome, 30 up. And it's mm-hmm. and it's a fun job. But if it was really good from the get-go,
mm-hmm.
everyone would be soloing Beastmaster. No one would want
to
party.
I think a lot of times people level Beastmaster to 20 just so that they can do Wings of Fury, and then they stop leveling it.
Yeah.
And yeah. maybe it's level 30 because of that. But it's supposed to be really fun. I'm having fun at level 23
I don't, with Beastmaster. I don't know what drugs you're on.
I have the mentality of a Beastmaster now, and I can... It's. I'm telling you, it's just a different frame of mind.
It is completely different. It was very weird getting you. I'm more used to it now, but it's just like, all right, I'm gonna grab a mob. Oh, please charm this mob. Okay, I charm the mob. I'm gonna have it attack this other mob. Okay, I stand here for 5 minutes while it attacks the mob, and then I go kill the mob. I mean, it's not. It's very boring, man. It's a little.
I don't find it boring. I find it exciting.
It's a little, you know.
Right along.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, okay. So we get our first email.
Indeed.
From Truce.
Truce, you're
our
the man.
Good old buddy.
You gotta love Truce, man. Truce writes in, he says, I'm your biggest fan. I have all of your albums and posters. Well, you're the man.
I don't know. Let me know where we can get those.
Cause... Yeah, let me know, and maybe I'll sign one for myself or whatnot.
So you can make yourself feel better, yeah.
Yeah, he says, because I love you guys so much, I'm going to throw in some topic ideas for you. He says, perhaps a segment describing the best leveling guide for players' first 10 solo levels in each nation.
That's a good idea.
That is a good idea. I'm from Windhurst. I don't know where you were from, Fusion.
Bastok.
Okay, you're from Bastok. Sammy, where'd you come from?
She's from Sandy, actually.
Sandy, yes.
So we got all three right there.
We're all set.
All right, cool.
Yeah,
so, Eric, where you started in Windy too, right?
Well, I started in Bastok just to get the ring, but I quickly switched to Windy as soon as possible.
Just to get the ring.
Okay.
Well, I'm a Galka, and I want the dexterity bonus. Shut up.
Okay, well, anyways, with Windurst, you start out and you are fighting tiny Mandragoras, and you are fighting bunny rabbits, little bunny rabbits. It's actually pretty cool for Windurst because you don't have to go that far to get, like, your first mobs because they're right in front of the gate.
Yeah. Well, it's the same with all the other...
Yeah, it is with Sandy and Vesta.
Yeah.
It seems like with Windurst, they're, like, more... They're more
they're right together, there. Right, yeah. And I think it goes the same way with Bastok, but...
Yeah. The rabbits are a little out.
If you go out to the exit, like the Bastok Mines exit, the mobs are right there.
Yeah.
And you can pretty much stay over there till like 7 or 8, and then you have to start going east, but...
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I like Windy because you can start off leveling those little tiny mobs, but then when you get to like level 5 or 6, you can start fighting crawlers, and they drop the silk threads, which you can sell for like varying amounts of gil. Sometimes it's like 1K. When the whole inflation thing was going on, they were up to like 10K.
Yeah, I know. For me, like Windy is like the best place level just because you can farm so while leveling.
Definitely a plus.
Because money is always good.
I don't know. What about Bastok? What do you fight when you level?
First couple levels, you're just doing bees and worms and Bastok, and then you move up to like lizards, saplings, birds, and then Quadav.
I think Bastok probably is the best for like the first few levels because you can EXP chain off of these stone eaters.
Yeah.
At very low levels. And, you know, you level like crazy. And that's probably...
I leveled a monk in Bastok and it was awesome. I never had to heal from level 1 to level 6.
Wow.
I just kept flying. I was flying through those mobs.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And every time you level, you know, you get your health back.
Yeah.
So wow. I was just flying through that stuff. It was great.
Nice. I think it's just what you're used to. I mean, if you start in Sandy, you get used to leveling there.
What do you fight in Sandy?
I will say this.
Rabbits. Oh my god, rabbits and some worms, sheep. And some orcs and sheep and then,
mushrooms.
But you can actually go down to Kufta, oh my god, KRT to King Ramgear's tomb.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Once you get in there, there's lots of worms and stuff too. So that's kind
of cool. There's a plethora of things.
You know what I recently found out about Sandoria is in West Ronfar, you go down once you hit level 10, all right? Now, going from my experience, going to the dunes at level 10 sucks because you know you fight lizards and they give you like maybe 80 EXP and it's really stupid. So for like the first few levels, it's horrible.
Yeah, it is. Until about 13. But, I just leveled my
exactly.
From level 11. I'm 16 today.
So, with my Dark Knight, I got to level 10, and I decided I was going to try and keep soloing a little bit. So I decided I was going to skill up my greatsword skill, so I went to East Ron, and I went to the southeast corner, and like no one's there. I just killed every mob in sight, and I went from 10 to 13. It was very easy. You just kill mobs in like 1 to 2 hits, and they give you like 25-30 EXP a kill. But you kill them so fast.
There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of mobs and like no one's around. So I would, you know, anyone, you know, who doesn't want to go to the Dunes of 10, try the southeast area in West Ron. It's very nice.
It almost sounds like me when I was leveling my blue mage I was just trying to get spells and I ended up getting it to like 11.
Yeah, my blue mage is 11.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. I think my blue mage is 5.
Blue mage is cool, but the spells are just...
Level 5. So, Truce's email goes on to offer up a couple of other ideas, but we're going to save those for later time.
So we'll draw it out.
One of the ideas that he had was for the lore of Vanadil, where we could talk about the storyline and
history and all the
goodies. And that'll take more time, so we're going to save that.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
It is. So, yeah, I like that idea. So, thanks a lot, Truce. You're the man, and we'll see you in the forums.
definitely. Which, you know, I'll go to this next topic here. We are on iTunes now. When we first came out last week, we were only available on the BeTheGamer.com forums. We are on iTunes now.
Yeah.
We got one review already. 5 stars. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
For everybody else listening.
Give us a rating.
Good, bad, you know, it doesn't matter. We want to hear your
feedback.
Hopefully good.
Maybe.
Constructive criticism. We'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll give you a 1-star review.
Don't.
Just call Fusion a geek.
I'm proud to be a geek.
Call him a speed bump.
Fusion's a speed bump.
Speed bump. Where did that come from?
Ah, sorry, dude.
Whatever, stump.
Yeah, so we're on iTunes, so you can check us out. And you can get all, you can subscribe to the podcast and get all of the episodes
delivered right to your front door
for the low, low price of
free.
Free.
The low, low price of free. Wait, is that before tax or after tax?
And as my grandmother always says, if it's for free, it's for me. So that's good. That's
vote for the grandma.
That's family before friendly. And after taxes. So, sweet. You guys can check us out at BeTheGamer.com. We have forums set up there. You can share with us your thoughts. And we'll share with you our thoughts. You can comment about the podcast and get into the community. We're a good bunch of people. We have link shows.
You know, if anyone from O Gaming is listening to this, move over to Be the Gamer. Help these guys out.
Yes, come on over.
Yeah. And of course, you can always email us too at petfoodalpha@gmail.com. Or if you don't feel like writing an email, we also have a screen name on AOL now, petfoodalpha. Pretty simple. I doubt you can forget that. So, you know, drop us a line, comments, questions, anything, and we'll answer them on air.
We will. So, and also thank you to BeTheGamer.com for hosting us. And giving us space to stretch our legs.
Because I got long legs, so.
We do. So, I think that's all
that's
we got.
That's about it. Yep.
So,
bye-bye.
Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you again next time.